Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio, Seventh Day of the Feast. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. The Seventh Day of the Feast of Dedication. I be your host, Saint Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Remember one thing, 7 days of the feast and 8 days, the first day and the eighth day, a righteous gathering, but so happened it fell on the Sabbath days, and the top part goes a double Sabbath. That's the way it is, see, right? It's the 7 day of the feast of dedication. And we're going to walk it all the way down through them 8 days, no doubt about it. 7 day, the feast of dedication. Yahuwah be with you all. We'll throw it on the international side, and we'll get something going on. And we live it at every camp. We live it. Call for details, 224-600-5579. We live. At every camp, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Get in where you've been in at. Call for detail, 224-600-5579. And on the international side, it reads, all the slots are spilled, see, Roy. This is the seventh day of the feast. And Yahuwah did all 8 days. He was there for all 8 days, and so were we. 1-555-970. 1-555-970 for the 6th, 7th day of this feast day. 1-555-970. 1-555-970. We're going to bring our elder in while we're still at camp one, trying to get things a little bit in order so we can put on a few verses on the table. And Yahuwah be with you all, so remember. This is day number 7. Day number 7. Yahuwah be with you all. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. Kears, Yahuwah be with you, that seed royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel with seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. Well, according to my count, we on a 7 day of this feast. So if, and that's why we say we have to communicate. One thing about the seer, don't be knowing what days no days is. All you know is time to put a lesson on as it unfolds itself. But if, and like we said yesterday, we said 6 day, and we got an agreement on 6 day, so we know at this time the next day is a 7 day. If this is a 7 day, and we got one more to go on the feast that Yahuwah kept for 8 days. So, 195 international countries, 1-555-970 is flashing. So, Elder, whatever you got to say, pertain to whatever Yahuwah put on you, you on the clock, take your time and come on.
Once again, Yahuwah, bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like this is another big jump in the people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And I always say, that's a good thing. 155,970 listeners came to hear the words of Yahuwah. Well, that means somebody want to hear something. And I guess on this double Sabbath, we're going to give them something to hear, the words of Yahuwah. Because we know the entrance way to that way of righteousness is very narrow. As it tells us in the book of 2nd Esther, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. It 7 says, the entrance way therefore is narrow, and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand, and on the left deep water. 8, and only one path between them both. Even between the fire and the water so small, there could only be one man go there at once. Well, that path to righteousness, it seems like a lot of people have made it to Yahuwah's ministry. So we know they're all going the right direction. We know we all came to hear the things that most of us listening can hear. And actually, some listening never understand. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this and more possible. We have a lot that came out there to see the things through proper teaching that some looking can never find. And that would be the misinformed that can do none of these things. And again, that's why the words of Yahuwah makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware. By knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given knowledge to know those out there camouflage their evil or confused teaching. An overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning, even turning the Bible scriptures into verbal weapons. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live, all of us with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have to look no further. You have found that, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav, open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. That class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. And our online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under this big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see many. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures and the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Well, also while there, we're beginning to find that it's very important to mention to check the calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar is explained in biblical scripture, what they are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, we have a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses. The first is tribe, tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yshdh@gmail.com. Now, we also have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointing accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today after 10:30. Just to do that in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we are also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off-topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the righteous act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. Because we've actually seen 10 to 12 text messages at one time. Unbelievable. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to learn the words of Yahuwah, keep one thing in mind. Don't try to win the bump the guns contest. You will miss all the glory of Yahuwah, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So we can continue our learning process on this Sabbath day. Keep your Bibles open. Yeah, pass our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's excellent on your part. So we're going to kick off the Sabbath day or the feast of the feast. 8 day, Sabbath day. Well, one thing about it, we know one thing, it's still, Yahuwah still, he got it going on. So one thing we do know, that, but whatever we do know, we just don't get in the lesson. We know one thing, we on the feast day, it's still the feast day of thus says Yahuwah. Now, and we know we got a bottom part of the Sabbath day to finish that up too. So we be clear, and that's the great thing about it. So I'm going to say, Yahuwah be with you all location is open. And remember one thing, this is the feast of Yahuwah attended for 8 days. And if we mess around, be greedy and do it for 9 days, I don't know. You might say, hey, Yahuwah, what we get for doing for 9 days? What do we get? He said, I'm going to be overzealous now. Just do what I tell you to do. Okay, good enough. So right now, we just going to see if we can get something going on top part of the double Sabbath day. This is a high day, and this is also a regular day of the Sabbath day. And it's also a feast day, and Yahuwah was there for all 8 days. And matter of fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll run out there in Detroit and see if we can get a couple of verses out of Detroit, and we'll come inside the classroom. Let's see if we can go out there around Detroit, Michigan, and get a couple of verses going on. And we know she keeps them books already spread out, and everybody's jumping pretty good around Detroit, Michigan. So we see them get a couple of verses out of Detroit, Michigan by saying, Camp 4 around Detroit, Michigan, Yahuwah beat you there, stay royal. Around Detroit, Michigan, Yahuwah beat you there, stay royal around Detroit, Michigan on another day of the feast of Yahuwah. Another day of the feast of the Almighty Yahuwah, he attended all. He came 70 miles to 10 and all, we clear about it. Every feast day he was there for the whole 8 days, and we might be there for 8 or 9. We don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. We'll swing on and Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see, we look at some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and we'll get something going on, because what we're doing, we got invited to invite Yahuwah's spirit in. And soon, Brother Yahuwah says, ready, we don't get out the way because we want to do some more eat them up and drank them up, but we know it's still a feast day. We know one thing, it's a feast day.
Right.
And we're going to get at it shortly. So now swing over to Luke chapter 12, verse 12. And one thing about it, all locations open, and we still in it. And but we got to take care. We got to swing out there around Jamaica. We definitely got to get out there because there's some things out there we need to check on out there around Jamaica, especially this big old group out there. And we got to check it. We got to check the big group out again. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Give that microphone and see you holler that microphone or what's going on in Luke 12, 12, that mother dear Israel.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Oh, yeah. So the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour whatever you ought to say. What you ought to say, and that's what you're doing.
What you ought to say.
What you ought to say. But what you're really saying, most dear of Israel, you're saying Psalms 26, 1 through 8. Now, what you're really saying is Psalms 26, 1 through 8. So, see, one thing about it, you know, we had a call out of Jamaica, and even the teachers out that way, colleges. Why do y'all always say Luke chapter 12, verse 12?
Yeah.
Why do y'all say that? Well, we'll go back over why we say that again by looking at Psalms 26, 1 through 8.
Psalms chapter 26,
mm-hmm.
verses 1 to 8,
mm-hmm.
and verse 1 reads,
Judge
me, O Yahweh, for I have walked in my integrity.
You got walked what?
I walked in my integrity.
I walked in your integrity. I walked.
They said, man.
Okay, what it saying?
Yeah.
Okay, and so that means, hold that point. Let's precept that. You say you walk in my integrity.
Yes.
So what? How do you walk, Mother Eve? How do you walk in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6? What do you mean you walk in my integrity? What's that supposed to mean that we can read? Let's go to 1 John chapter 2:1-6 Yeah, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. So what do you mean by you walked in that integrity? Can we read what that means, walk in it? What you talking about? No, just one verse. 1:6 How do you walk in it? Verse 6.
1 John chapter
1, verse 6. 1 John chapter 2. Right side of the book, read verse 6.
1 John chapter
2,
verse 6.
He just said, he abided in him, also himself, also to walk,
even as he
walked. I need a little bit more out of that. We're trying to get our walk together.
1 John chapter 2, verse 7.
Verse 6. No, I need verse 6. I need to get out, get my walk together.
1 John chapter
2,
verse
6. You saying the right thing there, brother? Y'all Israel?
2 John.
2 John. Okay, yeah. 2 John 1:6. 2 John 1:6. I'm trying to get my walk together. So David said he was getting his walk together.
2 John 1:6.
1:6. 2 John 1:6. We're trying to get our walk together. Because David's telling Yahweh to try me, examine me, because he said he's walking in Yahweh's integrity. So,
It's fine. You can get back. Okay.
Okay. We cannot walk together.
What water are we talking about?
What was? Ephesians 5:26. Man, you might want to bring that. You gotta bring that old good stuff now. I want to get to working on that. While we trying to do this, I'm all in. I'm all in on y'all for our business. I'm all in on y'all for our business. Look here. I go out there, I don't care y'all go out, try me. I'm all in on your business. But I want mine, brother. You know, hey, I want mine. I'm all in. I ain't fearful. I ain't scared. Not scared. I ain't scared. I'm ready to do y'all for our business. Go on. Examine me. Go ahead and read. What we at? What you read? What's that water here, dog, mother? What kind of wall are we talking about?
That he might sanctify
and clean his gift.
No,
you read, but give me some feedback on what you read. What did you read? We're gonna wash it and clean you by the what?
By washing with the water.
What is he saying?
He said by his word.
Oh, so what cleans you up?
The word.
So you can stay out, you can stay in that shower all you want, huh?
Right.
So what cleans you up again?
The word.
Come on back, mother. Yeah. Come on back, mother, dear.
Okay. Verse 2.
I want all of mine.
Where we at? Psalms 26. I'm still in verse 2.
Okay.
Examine me, O Yahweh, and prove me.
And what?
Prove me.
Okay. Well, you tell Yahweh to prove you. What you tell Yahweh to do? We just got through reading now. You said, examine me, prove me.
By his word.
Well, I let y'all slide on that.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about being proved. You're inviting Yahweh to prove you. That means to, help me out there, mother. E, 32:23. A number.
What you?
I'm all in. I wait on Brother Yahdash out there. I'm ready, so. I'm ready, you know.
Brother Yahdash, boy.
Brother Yahdash. I told you, brother, come on, why we ain't got no reading going on?
Romans chapter 32, verse 23.
But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned, and you said, Yahweh, and be sure your sin will find you out. So you want Yahweh to do what with you? Examine you about doing what? Prove you see if you got in the sin. You're inviting Yahweh. Remember, when you said Luke 12:12, you're inviting Yahweh to check you out.
Right.
Yes, sir. So you just can't throw that on tape because you hear it. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What you saying? Yahweh, I want you to prove me. See, I'm sinning against you. Then he'll say, oh, so you want me to prove you? Okay, so I'm going to prove you by this water. And this water is the what?
The word.
Word. I'm going to see in the word. I'm going to prove you, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is how I'm going to prove you. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to swing over to the 37th chapter, the 15th chapter. We're going to look at verse 37 through 39. You want me to prove you, right? Something to prove you. So he's saying, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. You're saying, prove you. Okay. 15:37. Come on, my lady. 15:37. Number. You want me to prove you, right? You said Luke 12:12, didn't you? So you're saying, Yahweh, prove me, right? I'm going to prove you right now. Number.
15:37
to 39. 15:37 to 39. 37 down to 39. Now you said Luke 12:12, didn't you? So now you're inviting Yahweh to prove you.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm finna prove you. Now he's finna prove you. Come on.
Numbers 15, 37 to 39.
What
does it say? Verse 37. And Yahweh speak unto Moses.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
What?
Spake unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the children of Israel. Speak and do what?
And be it them.
And do what?
Be it them.
Be it to me, all of them. Now, all of the children of Israel.
All of Yahweh spake unto Moses,
right.
And
bid
them.
And bid them.
That they make them
friendly
in the border of their
garments. Now, okay. So the first thing, he'll look at David and see if David got on what? Because he'll be proven. So Yahweh will look at it and see, well, okay. That means David must have had friends on. So Yahweh ain't saying nothing yet. Mm-hmm. So David had fringes on. Right? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and David read where you gotta wear fringes as long as you what? Mm-hmm. As long as you live, you wear fringes.
And that they look upon the fringes of the water of living of you.
And he gonna check you out and see you got fringes with what on? A ribbon of blue.
And it shall be unto you for a fringe.
And this will be for you a fringe.
That you may look upon.
And you're supposed to look upon the fringes.
And remember all the children.
And that what it'll remind you of what?
All
the Torah instructions. So that what the fringes will do. It'll remind you of Moses. It'll remind you Leviticus 24 verse 1 and 8. See, the fringes will, see, if you put the fringes on, it'll remind you about Leviticus 24, 1 and 8. It will remind you about 24, 1 and 8. Leviticus 24 verse 1 and verse 8. The fringes will remind you.
Israel by an everlasting covenant.
What do the fringes do for you? It reminds remind you what? It'll remind you that by you wearing your fringes, it'll remind you that how many Sabbath days you sit that on for Yahweh?
Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath. Will it be a high Sabbath day or a low Sabbath day? The fringes will remind you to keep the Sabbath day, huh? Right. And the fringes will remind you of Brother Micaiah, it'll remind you that in the book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 22 and 23, if you wear the fringes, it'll remind you of St. John, chapter 10, okay, right.
Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 22 and 23.
What's that?
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Yad Judah, the feast of the dedication.
It remind you of the feast. The princes remind you of the feast of who?
The feast of dedication.
Okay.
And it was winter.
And it was what time?
Winter time.
What time is out there now?
Winter time.
Go ahead.
Verse 23.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh the Son walked in the temple.
And Yahweh walked in the temple.
In Solomon's porch.
In Solomon's porch. Now back up to First Maccabees and look at verse 46. 4:46. So now, First Maccabees 4, verse 46. Brother McCarty.
Yes,
so now, the preacher will remind you, and then you get a second witness reminding you in 4, verse 46.
Uh-huh. The book of First Maccabees. Chapter 4, verse 46.
Listen good.
46 read.
46 read.
And laid up the stones in the mountain
mm-hmm.
of the temple.
Right.
In a convenient place.
Okay.
Until there should come a seer to show what should be done with them.
Oh. Now, the seer must remind you of Yahweh's business. So the seer is supposed to remind you of Yahweh's business. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to check with the seer to see what Yahweh got on the agenda. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep reading. Keep reading.
Okay. Verse 47.
47.
Then they took whole stones.
Then they took what?
Whole stones. According to the Torah instructions.
So they took stones that was according to the Torah instructions.
And built a new altar.
And they built a new altar.
According to the former.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 48. And made up the sanctuary and the things that were within the temple.
Oh, so they got the temple right.
Uh-huh.
They got the temple right. So what? So they know the first thing they got to do is get the temple right.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the temple right. Go ahead and read.
And hallowed, bless the court.
And what did he do?
And bless the court.
And he put the blessing on the work. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Verse 49. They made also new righteous vessels.
And they made new righteous vessels.
And into the temple they brought the candlestick.
Mm-hmm.
And the altar of burnt offering and of incense.
Okay.
And the table.
Okay.
Verse 50.
Right.
And upon the altar, they built incense.
Okay.
And the lamps that were upon the candlestick, they lighted.
Uh-huh.
That they might give light in the temple.
Oh, they turned the light on.
Uh-huh.
That what they did.
Uh-huh.
They turned the light on, huh? Go ahead.
Verse 51. Furthermore, they set the loaves upon the table.
And they started putting the loaves on the table.
And spread out the veil.
Uh-huh.
And finished all the works which they had begun to make.
And they finished all the works that they were getting ready to do. Nothing. Throw that part right there. They finished all the work, right?
Uh-huh.
They finished all the work. And let's see what happens when you finish all the work that we can read. What happens when you finish the work? It's on the table that we can read. Let's run to a book called Exodus, 35 books. Let's find out what happened when you finish the work that's before you, according to study of Yahweh's business. Go to Exodus 34. And we'll pick it up at verse number 32. Give us, Exodus chapter 40, verse 1. 40, verse 1.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
right?
Verse 30.
That's it, that's it. Now skip down to verse 34. Yeah,
34.
No, 33. Verse 33.
Yes, ma'am.
Exodus
chapter 40, verse 33. Uh-huh. And he read up the
what?
And he read up the court round about the temple, tapping after the temple.
Yes.
And the altar, and set up the hanging of the cord.
Okay.
The gate. So Moses finished the work.
What did Moses do?
Finished the work.
Finished the work. And what happened next?
Verse 34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, the temple.
Yeah.
And the greatness of the Yahweh filled the temple. Tabernacle.
Yeah, that's right.
35.
And what happened next?
And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud avoided their home.
Okay.
And the greatness of the Yahweh filled the temple. Verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
And when the cloud was taken up from over the temple, children of Israel went on in all their journey.
So good. So now, when you're doing Yahweh's business, he will pay you a visit. So he paid them a visit, let them know that he all about what y'all on. So he was watching them finish the work, and Yahweh, he stepped in front of them. Now, I'll back up and show you that Yahweh was all in when he was on Habakkuk 1:13. Let's read Habakkuk 1:13 there, Mother Z. Habakkuk 1:13. Let me show you why we know Yahweh was all in it. Because we found he was there now, right? He was above the action of Moses, that Moses finished his work, didn't he? Let's go to Habakkuk 1:13 and see something. Let's find out. Because see, when you invite Yahweh in, because you hear about Luke 12:12, but what you're doing, you're inviting Yahweh to examine you. And he's going to examine you first of all, he's going to see where your friend is at. Huh? Where your friend is. I got a order saying, if you are the children of Israel, that's your getting up and getting down is friendly. So now you want me to examine you, but I'm looking at you. And I see you in some days to do's and a three-piece suit on a tie. So first of all, you sure you want me to examine you? Now, are you just saying Luke 12:12 because you don't hurt it?
Yes,
sir. Whatever you're doing, you're finding out why I am. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, you find them in to examine you. That's why, you know, out there in Jamaica, they said, why y'all say Luke 12:12 on everything? Every time you open up, it's Luke 12:12.
Yeah.
Well, we're telling you now why we do it. Because we invite Yahweh in to check us out. We want Yahweh to be over us.
Hallelujah.
See? And if you find something ain't right, Yahweh. Or Yahweh said what in Habakkuk 1:13? What do you say?
Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13.
What do you say?
Verse 13.
What do you say?
Thus
He said, Yahweh, you got what kind of eyes?
Eyes.
You got pure eyes.
Evil.
And so you're not even watching that evil. That means you ain't got no time in that. But that means you don't get to report about it.
Yeah.
He's not watching evil, but he's watching this temple thing. So let us know that temple that Moses was putting together was all right with him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, he laid around that. If anything wasn't going right, he ain't on that.
That's right.
So let you know, I ain't on that. If you ever play by his rules, he ain't on it. He ain't with you. So if you're not doing what you can't tell Yahweh to examine you. And he gonna examine you to find out. You ain't wearing fringes. You ain't keeping the feast days. You're not keeping the Sabbath day, but you still call on me. He said, I don't hear it.
That's right.
My best precept there real quick, Brother Micaiah. 59 chapter of Isaiah 1 and 2. So you gotta understand something. Yahweh don't give you a reprobated mind, because when you tell him to examine you, he gonna say, okay, fringes. Sabbath day, feast day. You don't do none of this. So what you want me to examine you? What you mean? You've been busy by somebody else. This ain't my doing. Let me put a rat out on head. Look what he said. Let's go to Michael real quick, Mother Eve. Look what he said behind that verse of there. He said in Michael. That's how the ministry operates. It run y'all. It go to Michael. Look what he say in chapter 2, verse 7. Listen to this. No, Michael. M-I-C-H, 2 verse 7. Michael. Chapter 2, verse 7. Listen to this. And you got to watch everybody from page on this book. That's like, it doesn't tell you how to examine you. But examine me. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Okay? Verse 7. What does it say? No, no. What you reading? 2, verse 7. Okay, bring it out.
Oh, thou that are named
the family
of Israel.
So this is pointing to the family of who?
Israel.
The one that's named the family of Israel. Go ahead.
Is the spirit of the Yahweh
straightened? He said, I'm not the spirit of Yahweh straight. I mean, hey, ain't my word is all you need? What is it? Israel? He said, ain't my word straight? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
He said, ain't my word straight? Straight.
Are his
doing?
You
wearing three-piece suits on and you in Christianity, Islam?
Mm.
Huh? You keep a great big feast called January the 6th, and you will get a black pig and you will run them all out there, and you will come back and you celebrate Happy Selassie and Mark is godly. You know, is this my doing?
Is not my word
too
good?
He's a man saying?
Him that
walketh upright. Well, how do you walk upright there, Mother Lee, again? You remember what you read in 2:1-6? How do you walk upright? By what?
By the
Torah keeping.
Yeah,
you see, my word is straight with you if you keep in Torah.
Yeah,
that's not my word straight with you. This is my doing. You calling me? You calling me what? Lord God and Jesus. Yeah. This is my doing. This one was on the tables of 449 A.D. All manuscripts were scrolled in 96 A.D.
Yeah.
So how you call me by name even if you call me Christ? That's coming from Christo. Who's the king? Christ. No. No big organization. Christ is not the king. That's coming from Christo. Come on, is this my doing? Where you getting this from? That's what he's saying. That's why we got to come now. We got no choice. We got to come now. What's all the hoopla before those two Israelites? We've been in business since 1968. Okay. All right, but then do you not line up with nothing that this book is saying?
The prophet Gad?
You got to, and we found out what Gad's supposed to do once he get on his feet. He's supposed to be looking for who? And ask you, well, what you need me to do? It's not if we do a vow now. If we do a vow. So this is what we waiting on. We waiting on the one that's going to do the Bible. Be doing the Bible. If you're doing the Bible, you're going to line up with the Bible. We're going to agree because we're going to look at you the Bible saying and we're going to apply the Bible.
Right.
You're not wearing no fringes since 1968. Mm-hmm. You call yourself the prophet Gad. You're the tribe of Israel over there in Tego Bay and all that good stuff. And but according to the Bible, you're not lined up with the Bible saying. You don't use the name. You use Lord God and Jesus. And you say every religious organization is welcome to come in. That's a chaos, brother.
Yeah.
You got to come in according to what Yahweh said. What he said in 18th chapter of ABFB. What he said in 18th chapter of St. John. What did he say in 18th chapter? See, we got to look at what he said.
Yeah,
so we love to say, well, we got to come in with you. Wait a minute. You sure we got to come in with you? You got to line with this book, team.
Yeah.
So Yahweh says in 18th chapter, come back at your Lord, dear Israel. Mm-hmm. We know you're getting them pots all good and hot and all that good stuff, and I like that, too. You might have many hands, many hands.
That's right.
That would be, but we send the stage, y'all. Right. We send the stage for the big one in 18th right. chapter. We're going to look back on all this one. Once we get this thing lined up and look back on all this, how we had the octopus arms. We played five different roles. But then all of a sudden, Brother Micaiah, all of a sudden, 1 Maccabees 2:42. All of a sudden, 2:42 for Maccabees. Skip down to verse
46.
2:42 and 46.
Okay, book of
1
Maccabees.
So let me tell you, hold on. We know everybody's playing five different hands now. But hold on. Watch this. 2:42.
1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 42. We're skipping down to 46.
What it say?
42 read.
What it read?
Then came there unto him a company of Assyrians.
There came them a company of Assyrians.
Who were mighty men of Israel.
They were mighty men of Israel.
Even all such as were voluntarily devoted into the Torah structure.
And they were devoted to what?
The Torah structure.
They had nothing to do with the brother. See, they weren't looking at the brother, period. But they knew the system was they had it going on with the what?
Torah structure.
And that's the way we want y'all to look at this thing. We about to what? We make our decision according to, well, I don't like this brother. I don't like this sister. Listen, it ain't about to like it, is it? It's about to what? This is what it's all about. Is we doing his will.
That's right.
Not who we don't like. Huh?
That's right.
They came for one reason, because they were doing what? See what happened in verse 46.
Verse 46.
Listen to this.
And what churches soever they found within the coast of Israel.
Make it 47.
They pursued also after the proud men.
And see, then they got together, and they said, well, who's all the ones that puffed up, murmurs, complainers, and they done what?
And the word proud.
What are they doing?
They pursued.
They pursued the one that was a backbiter, murmur, and complainer. Mm-hmm. Look here, we need to take care of that part. So what are this? Oh, backbiters, murmurs, and the complainers. And they did what?
They pursued.
They pursued.
Also after the proud man.
After the proud man or woman.
And the work prospered in their hands.
And what happened again?
And the work prospered.
So that's why I said we got to play all these different hands, y'all. So until the one that wake up and see, listen, I'm getting in because the Torah instruction. Now, this is my strength. I'm good at putting the cable to those that is a backbiter, murmur, complainer. Let me have, give me that assignment. I'm good by them out. You know, some people can pick you like a chicken by looking down the book. Your mouth is going, and they look around the book saying, you ain't lying with nothing this book saying. And you got your mouth going. You see that? Some people can pick you, got the spirit to pick you like a chicken, and don't say one word to you, but it's about watching this book. Now, when they got this, look here. I tell you what we want to do. We want to get all of the murmurs and the backbiters and complainers. Let us go jack them up. Yes. So right now we got to place God in his hands right now. But God, why I'm going to sit in just for him. And you know what happened in verse 47, what happened?
Verse 47. Book of Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 47.
Yes.
They pursued also after the proud man.
Right.
And the work prospered in their hands.
Yes. That means Yahweh is going to get in with you. When you write, Yahweh is going to get in there with you. But you got to first line up with his word. So right now we got to wear a lot of hats, a lot of hands. So we're setting the stage now. And we got to have the ears and eyes to see this thing. We got to see it, y'all. Now we don't see it. Come on back there, Mo. Come on back, Mo.
Psalms.
Yeah, come on back there.
26.
We picking apart 1 through 8. Where you left off on? Okay. Can't keep on stopping looking now.
I know. You never let me finish it.
We'll finish it, but
so I'm still in two.
You still in two?
Yeah.
Okay, give me two. What two say?
Well, yeah.
Psalms chapter 26, verse 2.
Okay, we're still in two, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Examine me, O Yahweh, and prove me. Try my reins.
And he tried your reins. Took you down to the water to see what you read, didn't he? So we read it already.
And my mind.
And try your mind, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Verse 3. For your loving kindness.
So try my mind because David wants his what?
Loving kindness.
Yeah, is. Now what we're going to do with that? So David wants his loving kindness. Now, okay, let's find out what about Yahweh's love, A.D. Ephesians. You want Yahweh's love and kindness? Let's go to the 14th chapter of St. John there. Let's find out about you want my loving and kindness of David? Then let's see what it is in 21 and 24. 14, 21, and 24 of St. John. Oh, David, he said, Yahweh, I want your loving kindness. He said, okay. That means you want my 21 and 24. What does it say, A.D. Ephesians?
John chapter 14, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21, he that have the Torah instructions, that have my Torah instructions and keep them, he it is that loveth me.
So Yahweh got a condition about this, and you only love and kind of don't.
Yeah.
You got to do what?
Keep his Torah.
Okay. Go ahead.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
And if I love you, who gonna love you?
My Father.
My Father gonna love you.
And I will love him.
And then I'm gonna love you back.
Yeah.
And that's a great big love ain't going on there.
And will manifest myself to him or her.
And I'm gonna manifest myself to him or her. If you got the love we talking about in this Bible. Mm-hmm. Not just touching knee love that you on. We got to be on some Bible love.
Yeah.
If you want Yahweh to intervene, you got to be in the Bible love. Right.
Verse 24.
23. Well, 24. What did I say?
Yeah, you said 21 and 24.
Well, read 23 and make it something in there.
23. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him,
right.
If a man love me,
what?
He will keep my word.
Oh, if a man want to love him, you going to do what?
Keep my word.
He'll keep his word.
And my Father will love him.
And my Father keeps him.
And we will come unto him.
Then we gonna come unto him.
Huh?
And make our abode with him. And make our abode in him, huh? Yes. Go ahead, 24.
He that loveth me, not he that keeping not my saying.
Oh, so right. you can't be lip service on this. You got to be keeping my saying. Love kick in when you keep my saying. You got your presence on, you're keeping the Sabbath day, you're keeping the feast day, you just said Yahweh, then the love ain't kicking in. The love don't kick in no other way. Then you got to be then you got to be a 26 verse 3. All right, of Isaiah. Is it now 26 verse 3? Yeah, verse 3. Yeah. So then Yahweh will kick in and he'll keep your mind what kind of way? Let's see what you got to be doing to keep, to make him kick in. You got to be doing what? So you watch his move through the page of the book and you do it. Go ahead.
Because he trusted in thee.
Because you trusted in thee. That means if your mind on him, come back to Micaiah in that book of Maccabees. Okay. So if your mind on him, let's see what he did. And let's see, but we read that he was taken down from bed. Mm-hmm. Skip down to verse 50. 450. 450? Mm-hmm. 450. Down to 52.
Maccabees.
450.
Chapter 4. First Maccabees, chapter 50. Chapter 4, verse 50 to 52.
Yes, sir.
Verse 50.
What?
And upon the altar, they burnt incense.
They burnt incense.
And lamps.
Lamps.
That were upon the candlestick.
Right.
They lighted.
They lighted.
That they might give light in the temple.
They were giving light in the temple.
Verse 51. Furthermore, they set the loaves upon the table.
They set the loaves on the table.
They spread out the veils.
Spread them out.
And finished all the work.
And they finished all the work.
Which they had began to make.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 52.
What?
Now. On the 5th 20th day of the month.
On the 5th and 20th day of the month.
Of the 9th month.
Of the 9th month. That's December the 25th. So on December the 25th, when the sun set on the 24th, and then kicks in on the 25th. What happened?
Which is called the month of Casluke.
Yeah.
In the 148th year, they rose up betime in the morning.
They rose up betime in the morning. 146 B.C. was the kickoff day, and they rose up early in that morning. And what?
53. And offered sacrifice.
They did.
According to the Torah instructions.
And they done everything according to what?
Torah instructions.
Sacrifice. Now skip down to verse 58.
All right. 58. Thus was there very great gladness among the people.
And they were glad. The people were glad. Everybody
has to pray. For that the reproach of the heathen was put away.
All the nations, all they big whoop talking was put away.
Verse 59.
59.
Moreover, Judas and his brother. Brother, with the whole congregation of Israel.
And they was on one accord, the whole congregation of Israel.
Uh-huh. Ordained that the days of the dedication of the altar should be kept in their season.
In their season.
From year to year.
Year to year.
At a time. Should be kept in their in their season from year to year by the space of 8 days.
And the feast is highly in the day.
8 days.
8 days. The feast is a straight 8 days. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
From the 5th and 25th day of the month.
From December the 25th.
Kavlu.
Kavlu.
With myrrh.
With what?
with mirth.
That means you got to be happy.
And gladness.
Gladness. That's it. So you, so the feast is 8 days, and we find out that what the Yahuwah don't do in Habakkuk 1:13 again. What do Yahuwah don't do? Now let's see. Let's see something. Habakkuk 1:13. Read that, Brother Micaiah. Habakkuk 1:13. Let's see what Yahuwah don't do. Because then now we not. Because you know, brother in class, say Yahuwah didn't keep this day. Don't he say? He's the reason I ain't keep because Yahuwah didn't keep it. Is that right?
Yeah.
But what about Habakkuk 1:13?
Book of Habakkuk.
What does it say?
Chapter 1, verse 13.
Okay.
Verse 13.
Okay.
You are of pure eye.
You are of pure eyes.
Than to behold evil.
And you ain't looking at no what?
Evil.
No evil.
Can it not look on sin.
And you ain't looking on no sin.
Yeah.
Wherefore, go ahead.
Wherefore lookest thou upon them.
Yeah.
That deal treacherously.
Right.
And beholdest your tongue when the wicked devour.
So why Yahuwah ain't no part of what?
Wicked.
Ain't no part of it at all, right? Yeah. He ain't involved with it, he ain't on it at all, right? Yeah. Well, now let's go back to St. John 10 again. That's right. He got no stamp of approval on wicked, right? Yeah. So what? So that means whatever Yahuwah is doing is the opposite of wicked, right?
Right.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's find. Get this bottle of words. Stand up. Well, the reason I ain't keep the feast because Yahuwah ain't kept it. Mm. Yahuwah don't look on nothing wicked, do we?
That's right.
Did we read that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to St. John chapter 10, Brother Micaiah.
Okay.
And we'll finish up, and we'll get the, on that note soon. We'll get this in.
Thank you, John.
10. Right. Now, so we able to do this now, right?
Yeah.
So we able to hold that form of death. Abel, what do Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6 say? What do Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6?
Proverbs, chapter 30.
Yeah.
Verse 5 and 6.
Yeah, what does it say?
Verse 5.
What?
Every word of Yahuwah is pure.
Every word of Yahuwah, we got pure eyes, his word is pure, all that stuff, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
So he is a shield to them that put their trust in who?
In him.
In him.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
Add you not unto his word.
He said, don't add nothing to his word.
Lest he reprove
you. So he going to do what?
Reprove
you. And what? What happened next?
And you be found alive.
Now, we're going to find out if the brother that said Yahuwah did not attend that feast, we're going to prove him as he been found to what?
Right.
Or will a sixth anointed camp be found a liar? Uh-huh. We're going to see who's going to be found a liar. And Yahuwah don't deal with nothing if it's contrary to his word, right?
Wow.
Let's see what he's doing now. Come on. 10, 22, 23.
The book of St. John, chapter 10.
What?
Verses 22, 23.
What did it say?
Verse 22.
What did it say?
And it was at Yada Judah.
It was at Yada Judah.
The feast of the dedication.
And it was the feast of dedication, which they were doing way back in 146 B.C., right? Dedication, go ahead.
Yeah.
And it was winter.
And it was winter.
Verse 23.
What?
And Yahuwah the Son walked in the temple.
And Yahuwah done what?
Well, he walked in the temple.
So he walked on into the temple. Wait a minute, I thought he didn't keep it. I thought I ain't keep it because he didn't keep it.
Yeah.
You've been found a what?
A liar.
You've been found a liar.
Yeah.
You've been found a liar. Yeah. Somebody set you up and made you a liar. Whoever told you that is a liar. Yahuwah the Son is doing what?
He's keeping
the feast for 8 days.
Yeah.
Because he made it plain there, Mother Z, in 5:17 of Matthew. He made it plain, Mother Z. He made it so plain, Mother Z, in 5:17 in Matthew. What did he say?
Matthew.
Chapter 5, verse 17. What did he say?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
Yeah, what did he say?
Matthew chapter
5,
verse 17.
Go ahead, read.
Matthew chapter 5,
Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instruction.
I ain't come to destroy what happened in 146 B.C. What are you coming to do? And whatever Seer said, I ain't come to destroy it. Nothing that they said.
Right? I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
I'm come to do my part the same way they did. I come to fulfill what they did. I come to fulfill it. I did not get away from it because it was wicked. I would have got away from it.
Yeah.
But since it was all good, I'm there, and I want all the wine. I get my hand over 8 days, huh? And talk about the whooping on the nation for 8 days. Is that what you're doing? Folks sit up there and get on the airway and say, well, I ain't keeping the feast today because Yahweh ain't keeping it. You've been found a liar, bro.
Yeah.
Huh? Did the book found a liar?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it said. The book found you a liar. And whoever told you that, they are a liar for telling you that. And whoever heard it, they are a liar for hearing it. And whoever heard it and passed it on is a liar for even hearing that.
Huh?
Yeah. That's what happens when you miss a class. You miss a lot. And you got a lot in your head. Oh, come on back, Brother McKay.
Okay.
Where you at? You finished at verse 23?
Yeah, no, I ain't read 23 yet.
Okay, what's that?
Okay, the book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 23.
What's it say?
23.
What?
And Yahweh the Son walked in the temple.
He walked into the temple.
In Solomon's Porch.
On Solomon's Porch. That means he walked up 7 to 10 steps. He walked in 7 to 10 steps. Or you go, put a picture on your phone and look at Solomon's Temple. It takes you about 7 to 10 steps to get up in there.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
Dude, see that? So you just found a liar everywhere. don't tell us to zero in on you now. Don't come out no Luke 12:12, because we got to check you out. That's why we tell us these big counts. The reason why we said Luke 12:12, we invite Yahweh here to check us out. See, now if you jump out there and Yahweh check you out, people say, you ain't lined up with nothing on the table. And I ain't looking at you. Because I can't look on nothing that ain't my doing. My way is straight. Yeah. Did we read that 2:7?
Yeah.
Is that my way straight?
Yeah,
it's what y'all promised. My way is straight. Come on back, Mama, DFS, just and wrap it up and turn over to Brother Yahweh Israel. Give me verse 3 down to verse 8. I'm quiet.
Okay. 3 to 8. 3 to verse 8. Okay.
Psalm 26, verses 3. What does it say?
For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. Verse 4. I have not sat with vain persons.
And you just said what? You just said who?
Vain persons.
That's like, you see, y'all got a wife. A person vain?
Yeah.
I don't care if your auntie or your grandma. If she vain, he said he didn't do it.
That's right.
So when you find a brother and sister vain, you got to fall away. They say he didn't do it. You know, David had a lot of brothers too, didn't he? A lot of companions. He said, I didn't sit with none of them vain folks now. Read.
Okay. Neither will I go in with this. What is that?
Well, help out, Brother McKay.
I'm at Psalms 26, verse 4.
So he letting you know that, look, y'all got to make a difference. Either you're covenant keeper, you're in, you're not a covenant keeper, they out. He's telling David, it's telling Yahweh, when it comes down to a non-covenant keeper, listen, I didn't deal with your bad books. I did not deal with them. So Yahweh checking it out, you know, right? But y'all probably need to check y'all. Keep talking. So when you got the presents on, you keep the Sabbath day, you in my book. So far, so good. But you might overtalk yourself somewhere. Go ahead, read.
This symbol. Verse 5. I have.
That means I didn't go out my way to hang around a non-covenant keeper. I didn't assimilate among none of them. You ain't keeping the covenant, I got to bag away from you. He said, Yahweh, now check me out now. You know I'm the king of Israel, but if anybody's vain, I took y'all going out of the road a piece. I didn't give you but a half a minute. Give me that verse again, Brother Yahweh, Israel. observed the womb. Yeah, give me that verse. This is what he did. He tell you what he did. So you gotta understand something. If you want your father to intervene, you got to allow him to survive. I don't care if your mama, your auntie, Uncle Roy, Uncle Betty. Listen, you in a covenant keeper. This is what I gotta do for you. Brother Yaakov, gonna bring him cake. This is what I gotta do for you. Let's see what we need.
All right.
If you want Yahweh to be in on you, this is what you got to do.
Look at Sirach 27, verse 12.
27, 12.
Now be among the industry.
If you're among the industry.
Observe the time.
Observe the time. I mean, if you're around those that do not keep your covenant, they don't want to wear no fringe. They ain't keeping no eyeball to eyeball Saturday. You say you're going to do what?
Observe the time.
Observe the time.
But be continually among men and women of understanding.
And be continue among men and women that keep the covenant.
Yeah.
Then Yahweh gonna intervene.
Yeah,
and that was David saying.
Hallelujah.
And that was David telling you.
That's right.
I want to tell you, look at me, check me out. I got my blessing on. I'm built as in your Yahweh. Just keep talking, David. Like they tell me at WCC. We're gonna catch you something. Well, keep talking. Keep reading that,
mother.
What is he saying?
Okay.
He's talking good now. He got Yahweh's attention. Now, if he was lying, Yahweh just disappeared from him. He said, I'm not hanging around you. You're bull jabbing, David. I'm gone. So far, Yahweh's still there.
Psalms 26, verse 5.
Verse 5.
I have hated the congregation of evildoers.
Wait a minute. What did he say he hate?
The congregation of evildoers.
Oh, but we got something. They just get with it. They just get with it, and we just turn up down here. But David let you know if you're not a covenant keeper, he do what?
Hey.
He's talking to y'all about it.
Evildoers,
yeah. He said, I hate what?
Evildoers.
I hate evildoers.
And will.
If we read this.
Hallelujah, boy.
I mean, yeah. Let me say, I ain't going to change nothing. So if you want y'all for to intervene, you got to look what's written and apply what's written, then y'all for going to kick your head.
That's right.
What do you say next?
And I will not set with the wicked.
What?
I will not set with the wicked.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I mean, he don't got to get along with you, so I can't even sit with the wicked. If you're wicked, going about your own head. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
He's telling Yahweh. He said, Yahweh, look, when it came down to wicked, I need to sit down. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do with him, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth, Yahweh ain't cut in on him yet.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6.
Okay, let me prove to Yahweh I'll cut in on you if you ain't right. Whatever. Let me prove to you that if you ain't right, Yahweh will cut in on you. Dude, you tell him good, he let you keep talking. Let's go to St. John.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Abel. Let me show you that Yahweh will cut in on you if you ain't talking right. And you talking. And he letting you talk, that means you talking right. So let's see if you ain't talking right. Let's run to 4th chapter, St. John. And let's see what happens. Verse 17. 4:17. Let me show you. Yahweh cut in on you. If you ain't if you be smacking your gums, right? 4:17.
John chapter 4, verse 17.
Right.
The woman answered and said, I have no husband.
Uh-huh.
Yahweh the son said unto her, you have well said, I have no husband.
You do it? Yeah, you well said. You talking good. Go ahead. Well, let me tell you. Watch it. Next verse.
Verse 18. For you have had 5 husbands.
You had 5 husbands.
And he whom you now have is not your husband.
And the one that look behind that tree over there, he's not your husband. Mm-hmm. So y'all gonna cut in on you when you ain't right. Mm-hmm. So if you ain't right, he'll cut in on you. Mm-hmm. So you can drop him. You can 12 if you want him. And that was Middle Spirit in last night. Let's say in the 19th chapter. Hey, I know Yahweh the son. I know Paul. Who are you? who you are in Luke 12:12. You don't invite us in, because we look at you, you ain't got nothing in line up the book. You are the Lord God Jesus. You have cocked on the feast day. You do what you want to do. You ain't doing me at all. He going to tell you what? What are you going to tell you? That we can read. Oh, Mother Eve, what are you going to tell you that we can read? In the 7th chapter of Matthew. He's going to tell you, I'm telling you. It's really what he's going to tell you. Matthew chapter 7. See what he's going to say. That we can read. So I ain't said nothing. I didn't tell you what he's going to say to you when you think you can come up another way. We go on to Matthew 7 and see what he's going to tell you. Verse 23. 7:23.
Matthew 7:23.
And
then will I profess unto them.
And then will I say unto them.
I never knew you.
Get away from me.
And you that work sin.
When you get them bumping them, God, I'm going to tell you, I
never knew you.
Hallelujah.
Get away from me because you sinned against me. Is that what a man just said?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets you bumping you, and when a woman got you talking that talk, he said, yeah, okay. You gonna have five of them.
Uh-huh.
That means he'll cut in on you when you ain't right. You can't just drop Luke 12:12. I don't think you getting away with that.
Right.
You invite God for I check you out. Come on back, almost here. Just let me get out the way.
Okay. But Psalms 26, verse 6.
Psalms 26? What does it say?
Psalms 26, verse 6.
What does it say?
I will wash my hand in innocence.
You the man just said?
Yeah.
I'm going to wash my hand in innocence.
So will I compass thine altar.
I'm not going to have that. I don't see the altar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I make sure I see them old freewheel off in boxes, them tired boxes. I ain't going to run from them. I'm going to run to them.
Verse 7. That I might publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous work.
And I'll tell of all your wondrous work.
Verse 8.
What?
Yahweh. I have loved the inhabitation of your temple.
I love everything you got on tape. I love it. Yes, I love it. So if you're lying, y'all walk again. Yes, I love it. I love the time DF Israel. I mean, AD 7:3:17 or Psalms. See, David said, I love it. I'm going to tell you something. He said, why don't you put a tape on there? I'm going to put a tape on for you. Y'all in that very same hour going to give me something to say every time you come on the microphone. I believe in Yahweh. Every night I ain't used a note yet. I'm just going by the motion of the tenor of the word. Yahweh will give you that spirit. Say, how about what's all the hoopla out there around Jamaica about the voice of Jewish life? Because one thing about it, we're popping this book.
Yeah,
and you've been in business since 1968. If it is, you've been popping that book right. But you tell people over there that you can be whatever it is, you accept it. Yahweh ain't saying that. Is he all for Micaiah in 18th chapter? Oh, St. John. Is he saying, what's what Yahweh say he did? See, Yahweh ain't saying, you got to speak what Yahweh saying. I know what they saying, but what is Yahweh saying in 18th chapter? What does he say in 18th chapter? Verse number 20 and 21. I hear what you're saying. Well, we know this thing is a university. Everybody's welcome to come in. I said, brother, you're doing too much on big 1968 camp. You're doing too much. I mean, do you follow anything the Bible say in 2021? What does it say?
Book of St. John.
What?
Chapter 18, verse 20-21.
What does it say?
Verse 20.
What?
Yahweh the Son answered him.
What?
I spake openly to the world.
I spoke openly to the world.
I ever taught in the temple.
And I taught in the temple.
In the temple.
Yeah.
Whether Yada Judah always resort.
He's never even been looking at it. But when I was thinking the temple, well, all I was looking for was who?
Yada Judah.
That's all he was looking for in the temple. Go ahead.
And in secret have I
said. And I ain't saying nothing. No organization in secret. I ain't going around to call and talk to the Mormons or nobody else. I say it was Yah Jah Judah. Is that what he said he did?
Yeah.
What did he say he did in 21?
Verse 21.
What?
Why ask you me?
Why ask you me?
Ask them which heard me.
No, ask Yah Jah Judah that heard me.
What I have said unto them.
What I said unto them.
Behold, they know what I said.
And they know what I said. So the sixth anointed captain, he knows what those seals saying. You got to know what I'm saying. I'm saying the only way you're going to do this, you got to come back to the Bible. What the Bible said, do, let's do the Bible. We're not able to tell you that. Huh? Come on back. Mother. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Psalm 26, at the end of 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Verse 8.
Yahweh, I have loved the habitation of your temple.
I love it.
And the place where thine honor dwells.
And that's where, the place where your what?
Honor dwells.
Your honor be there. I love it. Mother, did you give me that 73:17 yet? Okay. Where did that say? Come on, Amen?
Verse 17. Until I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understand I therein.
So I understood. You can understand all this stuff. But you got to get to the temple. You got to get there to understand. So you all going to be like a deer in the headlights. What? What? What's that mean? You're going to say some things that can't be corrected. And on that note, I want to follow Yahweh Israel, the lead teacher, the head of a teacher. Follow Yahweh. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be with you there, I've seen
Roy. Well, bless you, see Israel. I've seen Roy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we're bumping heads again for another week. We got the top of the Sabbath day, and the piece of dedication is there on the table. They bumping heads again. And that's a good thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The wheel of Yahweh, that's all
it is. Hey, he told me that you can never go far enough.
Hallelujah.
So, hey.
We're in Yahweh, top of Yahweh Sabbath day, and if you will meet Psalm 118:23, this is Yahweh doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. So it's always a pleasure to go things that are pleasing to our maker, right?
Right.
You want to be in the wheel of Yahweh. Like David says, you know, let me be in. Then Yahweh, he told, when the air came to him, he said, I'm in the street. I'm going to choose me some Yahweh every time.
Yahweh.
Mercy is great. But we're going to open up in Luke and have to see that explain perfectly that anytime you put that Luke on the table, Yahweh got them eyes all over you, right?
Uh-huh.
Seven eyes, be peeping on you.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at Mother Israel, see you right. Let's finally get that Luke 12:12. See if we can get to the eating and drinking part of this. The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12, Mother Israel, see you right. Let's look at a few things here. We believe that. That in that very same hour, righteous minister's spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But teach you.
Yeah.
Mother Z. Let's see if this righteous minister spirit is he knocking on everybody's door. Especially the boy with the flower in chapter 9, verse 13, 14, 17, and 18. Let's see who we are dealing with. Mother's weak Israel, see you right. Who is this minister spirit? Who do that he knock on? The book of wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 13, 14. 17 and 18, Mother E. Israel, see, Mother Z. Israel, see you right. Who do the minister spirit, who do they knock on Mother Z? Look at the Psalm in chapter 9, 13, 14, verse 17 and 18, Mother Z. Israel, see you right.
Yes,
ma'am. For what man is he that can know the Yahweh? So he said, what man is he that can know, right? What's on Yahweh's mind, right?
Right.
Over that point, Brother Makai Israel, see you right. Let's see about the mind of Yahweh.
Yeah.
Let's see how far his mind, how much is wrapped up in his mind in the book of Psalms right quick. Let's see if I can pull it out, brother. It's a statement in the book of Psalms, right, 146, 147. And I would love to run down it all possible. The book of Psalms, 145. And let's keep that verse number. Let's begin that verse number one. Let's run on into this.
Okay.
Psalm 145, 1, 2, and 3. Brother
Micaiah,
Israel, see you right.
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 145, verses 1 through 3.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
I will exalt you, my Yahweh, O King.
Yeah.
And I will bless your name forever and ever.
So he said, I'm going to exalt the King, right?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yeah, he would touch that, but we're going to keep it moving. Come on, brother.
Verse 2.
Yes, sir.
Every day will I bless you.
How many days, Yahweh, I want you to be on his team?
Every day will I bless you.
Every day I will bless you. Go ahead.
And I will praise your name forever and ever.
Verse number 3, what do you say?
Verse 3.
Yes, sir.
Great is Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And great is to be praised.
Go ahead.
And his greatness is unsearchable.
So, Mr. Man, you try to speak out what's on Yahweh's mind rather than just pick up the book and do some precepting.
Yeah.
What man or what woman know what's on Yahweh's mind, right? Come on back to that wisdom of Solomon and Mother Z, chapter 9. Number 13. See that one more time.
Gonna build up,
y'all got Judah, right?
Yeah.
Fourth son of Jacob. He said, I'm gonna build up me some y'all got Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Then after I feel me the young God of Judah, then I'm going to send them out and gather the outcasts of Israel, right? Verse number 3, what do you say?
Mm-hmm. He healed the broken in mind.
So yeah, heal you if your mind is confused, man. You can be straight. But you got to show up at the ship on the Sabbath day. Go ahead, read up.
And binded up their wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
And telleth the numbers of the stars.
Go ahead.
And calleth them all by their name.
So to all the stars. Now, you look at this. Naturally so curly, or we can look at this thing spiritually. It's a twofold, it's a double meaning to this thing. Verse number 5, what do you say?
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Great is our Yahweh.
Great is our Yahweh.
And of great power.
Uh-huh.
His understanding is infinite.
Hallelujah.
His understanding, you can't get to where he is, right?
Hallelujah.
His understanding is infinite, meaning it don't have no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
We got some boundaries, though.
Mm-hmm.
Paul made that statement in the book of Mother D of Israel. This is the way he put out in Corinthians. Paul made a statement, I believe it's 1 Corinthians around 13. Let me see if I can write it down. The 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, Mother dear. Paul, he writes to the Corinthians, right? The northern king, northern tribe over there in Corinth. He made a statement concerning the matter, right? 1 Corinthians 13, let's look at verse number 12. And verse number 13, Mother dear, Gabriel, senior royal.
1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 12 and 13.
Yes, ma'am.
For now we see through a looking through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known.
So Paul say, right now we know it how in part, right?
Yeah.
Verse 13, what
do you
say?
Verse 13, and
yes,
now the covenant,
uh-huh,
hope, charity.
Yes, ma'am.
These three, but the greatest of these is charity.
He said the greatest of these is charity. Love. Charity is pointing to the covenant. The Torah instructions of Most High Yahweh. That's the greatest of these, right? Let's run back to that wisdom of Solomon, mother of Zeke. Let's look at that verse number 17 and 18. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 17 and 18, mother of Zeke, Israel, of the Eroi. We're going to move this on down the road, mother of Zeke. Got to get to that easy dragon fly.
We
got one. Wisdom of Solomon.
Uh-huh.
You had to make your way to the Man of Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
He had to go visit that.
Man,
Yahweh. Is that right?
He that hated to be reproved
is in the way of sinners.
Uh-huh.
But he that fears Yahuwah will repent.
Oh, the one that do what?
Fear Yahuwah.
What will they do?
Repent.
They will repent.
From his mind.
From their mind. So why, but the one that, when they get corrected, hey, I'm taking my ball, I'm going around the corner somewhere now. Mm-hmm. Okay, you do what you got to do. Verse 15, listen.
Verse 15.
What it say?
If a skillful man or woman
yes.
hear a wise word.
If a skillful man or woman hear a wise word.
He or she will commend it.
And they will commend it and?
And add unto it.
Back in front of Yahshua Israel.
Let's see if we can get a second witness. They said that
The one that came out of your own mouth, that would make you one of the heir, right? Water came through your bloodline. So this mess of spirits are sent to those of a certain bloodline, Mother Eve. Of course, what we can read. The book of 2 Samuel 7, verse number 12, Mother Eve, Israel of the Royal. 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse number 12. It means.
According to the number of the days of dread from 20 years old and upwards by their
So when they was telling me, you showed up in your daddy's tie, right? That was correct, right? Now, I used to get mad, but now I understand that's just the way it is.
That's the way it is.
That's the way it is, because Papa was a roller stone.
All right,
now let me get back to this. But this is the day to rejoice, though, eh?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's right.
What
we going to do here,
B.O.T.? Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's right. Hallelujah, Yahweh on that.
Let's run to the book of Genesis, Brother Micaiah Israel. Let's follow up on this statement. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 4. So he said that all Israel is reckoned by the bloodline, right?
That's right.
Before we go to that, brother, let's see if we can pull out a statement in the book of Romans chapter 8. Let's see what else we need to be looking for. Yeah, you're an Israelite. We grant you that. Let's see what else you got to be looking for in the book of Romans. Brother Micaiah Israel, the senior voice. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Let's peep that verse number. Let's think of that. Let's peep that verse number 9, 14 and 16. Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 9, 14 and 16. Brother Micaiah Israel, the senior voice.
The book of Romans chapter 8, verse 9, verse 14 and verse 16.
Yes, sir.
Verse 9,
mm-hmm.
But ye are not in the flesh,
uh-huh.
But in the spirit.
Right.
If so be that the spirit of Yahweh dwell in you.
Right.
Now, if any man have not the spirit of Yahweh the Son, he is none of us.
You're an Israelite, you're the kingdom of the northern kingdom. If ye are operating in Yahweh's spirit, in his word, in his covenant, Yahweh say, no, right?
Yeah,
verse 14, come on.
Verse 14.
Yes, sir.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
They are the sons of Yahweh.
So he said you got to be led by the Spirit of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16, what do you say?
Verse 16.
Uh-huh.
The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh.
So not only you
got
to be an Israelite, but you got to be walking in the Spirit. If you know, according to St. John chapter 6:53, that means you got to be operating in his word, right? But let's run back to our Genesis. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right. Let's run to Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1-5.
Right.
Genesis 12, 1-5. We found out that Yahweh is operating to bloodline, right?
Yeah.
And the only way you can be reckoned is, all the way Israel is reckoned is by genealogy.
Yeah.
And that determined by the seed of your father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Genesis chapter 12, 1-5. Let's get it all in, bro. All
right. The book of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1-7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Now Yahweh has said unto Abram,
what did he say?
Get thee out of thy country,
mm-hmm.
and from your kinsmen.
So he told Abraham, get away from your kinsfolk, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what it boiled out to him.
Yeah.
Get all away from your kinsfolk, go ahead.
And from your father's house,
mm-hmm.
unto a land that I will show thee.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2. And I will make of you a great nation.
Good.
And I will bless you and make your name great.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall be a blessing.
Whatever they say to Abraham.
Verse 3.
Yes, sir.
And I will bless them that bless you.
He said, look at Abraham. I'm going to bless them that bless you. Good.
And curse them that curseth you.
Good.
And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed.
And if you go back and check out a little historical records, you find out that everything that is good to mankind,
mm-hmm.
can't do the mind of an Israelite.
I
don't care what it is. Stoplight, toilet suit, you name it.
What it is.
Refrigerator, car engine, name it.
Name it.
It was an Israelite.
Hallelujah.
Even the so-called cell phone and computer.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we are know that we are blessed. Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
But we operate in the covenant of Yahweh. We know we are blessed.
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
So Abram departed as Yahweh had spoken unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And Lot went with him.
Go ahead.
And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
Now, down to 7. Let's see how Abraham dealt with this thing.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh appeared unto Abram and said, unto your seed will I give this land.
Unto your seed? Mm-hmm. Your bloodline, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And there built he an altar unto mm-hmm. Yahweh. Who appeared unto him.
So Israel was always known for filling these offices all the way back to Abraham day, right?
Oh, yeah, wow.
You can take that all the way back to Adam, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Israel was always known for filling these altars.
Mm-hmm.
But let me, I want to read a statement in the Compact Bible Dictionary that blew me away.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time, but turn the light on, Brother Yahweh Israel.
I gotta prep this right quick. In the book of Psalm chapter 111, verse number 9. Let me prep this just a little bit. Psalm 111, verse number 9. Look at Psalm 111, verse number 9.
Okay, he
have this
first.
Make that Psalm 111, verse 9. He sent
redemption
is what I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
Psalm 111, verse number 9.
Psalm 111, verse 9.
Yes,
he
man.
Sent redemption unto his people.
So he sent redemption unto his people,
great. He has commanded his covenant forever.
Great.
Righteous and reverent. His name.
So holy and reverent is his name, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what Mary had to say in the book of Luke, Mother of Israel, the city of Russia. Let's see how Mary dealt with his name in the book of Luke. Let's see what she said concerning his name. Mother of Israel, in the book of Luke chapter 2. Make that chapter 1, verse 46 and 49. What does Mary say concerning his name, Mother Dee of Israel? Luke 1, 46 and 49.
Luke chapter 2, chapter 1, verse 46 and 49.
49. Luke chapter 1, 46 and 49.
Luke chapter 1, 46 and 49.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 46.
Uh-huh.
And Miriam said, my soul doeth magnify Yahweh.
Well, yeah, well, magnify means of Yahweh.
Yahweh.
49, come on.
49.
Mm-hmm.
For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and righteous is his name.
Well, I was looking in the Compact Dictionary, and, I mean, that's the side of it, right? Then he got some interesting things to say concerning Yahweh's name. We want to keep at the word Lord, though. Page number 327 in the Thunder and Compact Bible Dictionary.
Turn the light on, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Just say Lord. Mm-hmm. Check this out. He said Lord is applied to both men and God. So when you call about your Lord, who you refer to? Yeah. Man or the Most High? Who you referring to.
Right.
Right. And it says, and expresses varied degrees of honor, dignity, majesty. It is frequently used of the full letter man.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, whenever you see the word Lord, right?
Yeah.
That could apply to man or the Most High, right?
Yeah.
And the scripture just showed us that
Yahweh ain't gonna share the spotlight with nobody.
That's right. How can you call him Lord then? Mm. If that applies to a man and the Mosaic, let's see if we can get a sister to answer that question. Got a question, that mother?
Exodus 12, verse 22. Oh, look, eat Israel, see you, right? That's the way
And y'all got to speak unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Israel.
And what?
Verse 2.
This
one shall be under the king of the beginning of the month. It shall be the first month of the year.
So Yahweh say, this month shall be the first month of the year to you. What month is this month of week? Exodus 13:4. What is the name of this month? The Creator said is the first month of the year, right? Exodus 13:4.
Exodus 13:4.
That's married.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
This day came out in the month
Abib. This day came out in the month Abib. Abib is the first month of the year, right?
Right.
According to your Creator, right?
Right.
Brother Micaiah Israel, C. Roy, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Look at Daniel 7, verse 25, Brother Micaiah Israel, C. Roy. Let's see what's going on here. Because Abib is equivalent to what we call April, right?
Yeah.
Most I say that is the first month of the year. But something happened, Brother Micaiah. Let's see what we can read what happened. In Daniel 7, verse 25.
In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25 reads.
What do you read?
And he shall speak great words against the Most High.
He said he's going to speak great words against the Most High. Go ahead.
And shall wear out the saints.
He's going to wear out the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, read it out.
Wear out the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel,
mm-hmm.
out of the Most High.
And what else he going to do?
And things to change time and law,
uh-huh.
and they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Daniel, the Abib speak. So somebody gonna come along and alter some things, right?
Mm-hmm.
The book of Daniel 2, let's keep at verse number 20 and 21. Daniel 2, verse 20 and 21, so the Abib speak, the Roy.
Daniel chapter
2,
verse
20
and 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Yahweh.
Blessed be the name of Yahweh.
Forever and ever.
Uh-huh.
For wisdom and might are here.
Wisdom and might is here. Go ahead.
Verse 21.
Yes, ma'am.
And he changed the time and the season.
So the one that supposed to be doing alteration of time and season,
yes.
is the Most High Yahweh, right?
Right.
He changed the time and the season. Go ahead.
He removed kings.
Go ahead.
And set up kings.
Mm-hmm.
He giveth wisdom unto the wise.
Yes, ma'am.
And knowledge to them that know understanding. To
the book of Second Thessalonians, Mother D. of Israel. Let's look at verse number 1, 2, and 3. Second Thessalonians, verse number 1, 2, and 3, Mother D. of Israel, of C. Roy. 2 Thessalonians,
mm-hmm.
chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, so 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
Yes, ma'am.
2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, and verse 1 read.
What do you read?
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
Yahweh the Son,
yes, ma'am.
And by our gathering together unto him, verse 2,
mm-hmm.
that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Yahweh is at hand.
Come on,
verse 3. Let no man or woman deceive you.
Let no man or woman deceive you.
By any means.
Please.
For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first.
Mm-hmm.
And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Verse number 4. Come on.
Verse 4.
What are you
who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Yahweh.
But whatever Yahweh done on the table, he's going to say, nah, you better do what I say, right?
Yeah.
He's going to say, nah, you better do what I say. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Above all that is called Yahweh. for that is worship, so that he as Yahweh sits in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is Yahweh.
Somebody will come and change
his time
in-laws, right?
Yeah. I got some on that.
Come on with it, Brother.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 24.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the Torah instruction, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Verse 6. Therefore has the curse defiled the earth. And they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burnt, and few men left.
So he said that the earth is cursed, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a powerful statement there, brother.
That big thing was there.
But he said somebody was going to come to change times and laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to change the ordinance. What else he say you're going to change?
Broken the everlasting covenant.
Mm-hmm. Break the everlasting covenant.
Yeah, everlasting covenant.
Mm-hmm. What else they gonna do?
They say right, they defiled the inhabitants thereof. Let me see, verse six. Therefore have the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burnt, and few men left.
Few men left.
Now let's see what Yahweh wanted us to remember of Mother Israel, three royal. What did Yahweh say, remember? Did he say remember the day that he was born, Mother E? Let's see if Yahweh got anything to do with December 25th, right quick. Look at 1 Corinthians, chapter 11.
Turn it right on, Brother Yahweh. 23-26. Turn it right on.
Let's see what Yahweh got on the table right quick. Mother Israel, see.
Unlock that mindset.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-26. Mother Israel, see right.
Unlock that mindset, Brother Yahweh Israel.
1 Corinthians 11:23-26. Mother Israel, see right. Mm-hmm. Now, I have received of the Yahweh that which also I delivered. So Paul said, I received the Yahweh, right? What I'm delivering to you, right? Pray it down. That the Yahweh the Son, is Did he peep over there in Ecclesiastes and see what was written, Brother Z? Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1. And let's peep at verse number 8. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 1, verse 8. Brother Z, Israel, will see you right. Let's see where Yahweh was coming from. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 1 and verse number 8. Mother Z, Israel, of C.E. Royce.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse
1
and verse
8. Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse
1. What did it say?
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
A good name is better than precious ornaments.
Yeah, a good name is better than precious ornaments. Go ahead.
And the day of death.
He's saying the day of death. What about it?
Than the day of one birth.
But that's why I say, hey, I'm going to focus on the death rather than the day of birth, right?
Hallelujah.
That's what he's saying. We read book, right?
Yeah, we read book.
Verse number 8, what did he say, mother?
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Better is the end of a thing.
Great.
Than the beginning.
Great.
Therefore.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to
Can we speak about the things that we know?
Hallelujah.
We ain't gonna just blubber anything going out of our mouth. We're gonna make sure that it's real. Let me get a case of point on that. Let me get Mother A.B. Let me get First Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Yeah, Sister A.B., 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm working on these things right now.
1 Peter chapter 4,
First Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
Verse 11. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
Now, first chapter 4, verse 11.
Yes.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11.
Hello.
If any man speak, let him speak the oracles of Yahweh. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which Yahweh giveth. That Yahweh in all things may be honored through Yahweh the Son. To whom be praise and dominion.
So when we speak at BOTTY, we're going to make sure it's according to the word. He says, like I said, this ain't going to bother no any of them things. And I'm not going to put the scripture on the table. Why let it be known that anytime we speak, we're going to speak with put that word on that.
And we want you to burn some midnight oil on.
Hallelujah. Let me get Mother E, can I get John chapter 4, verse 22 and 23? John chapter 4, verse 22 and 23. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
John chapter 4, verse 22 and verse 23.
You
wish it
was
not. What we wish for salvation is of
Yahweh. So he say salvation is Yahdah Judah, right? Let me get 23, and I'm going to go back and touch on that salvation of Yahdah Judah.
But the honor on the house, but the out of the common, and man is.
And the true worship shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father speaketh such truth to worship him. Hallelujah. He say in St. John chapter 4, verse 22, he say, ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of Yahdah Judah. Let me get a case of point here. First time I'm going to go to John chapter 18, verse 20, 21. I'm going to pull that scripture back out. We get, Mother Zeta, give me that John chapter 18, verse 20, 21, please.
Yahdah Judah always
rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
And in secret have I said nothing.
So y'all want to son, now you can say read verse 21. I'm going to touch on that.
Verse 21. Why ask
God
to ask them,
mm-hmm.
which hear heard,
uh-huh.
which hear me,
heard me, yeah.
which
yeah.
heard me,
mm-hmm.
when I, what I had said unto them,
uh-huh.
behold, they know what I said.
So Yahweh, let it be known that in verse 20, he said, Yahweh, son, ask him, I say, openly to the world.
Yeah.
I have it taught in the temple, and in the temple, brother, Yah Judah always rejoice. So he let it be known, in secret have I said nothing.
Right.
He said, here Yah Judah.
Right.
And in Yah Judah, we know salvation is of Yah Judah.
Right.
So Yah Judah is going to be the one bringing this book.
Right.
And we get Revelation chapter 5, verse 6.
Right.
Say, hey Yah Judah. Salvation is of Yah Judah. Let me get Revelation chapter 5, verse 1, Mother G. Revelation chapter 5. Matter of fact, let's begin at verse 1 and let's read all the way down. Let's read all the way down to verse 5.
Revelation chapter 5, verses
mm-hmm.
1 to 5,
uh-huh.
and it reads, And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne
mm-hmm.
a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals.
Uh-huh. There's a book written.
Verse 2.
You got this book right now, I'm going to say.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a strong minister spirit proclaiming with a loud voice.
What do you say?
Who is worthy to open the book?
Worthy to open the book.
Mm-hmm.
And to loose the seal thereof.
Uh-huh.
Verse 3. And no man in heaven nor
mm-hmm.
in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book,
uh-huh.
neither to look thereon.
Yeah.
Verse 4. And I wept much because
mm-hmm.
no man was found worthy to open and to read the book,
uh-huh.
neither to look thereon.
Verse 5.
And one of the elders said unto me,
what
did he say?
Weep not.
Behold, the lion of the tribe of Yahweh Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book
uh-huh.
and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Yahweh the son, let it be known. He said, here's Judah. And Yah Judah gonna be the one that opened that book. Yah Judah gonna be the one that gonna come and get that teaching.
That's right.
Yah Judah salvation is Yah Judah.
Yes.
Here Yah Judah. Before I turn it over, I wanna get Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. I'm gonna take that one myself. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. He says, verse 11, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far. And on that note, bringing in the seer, the family is right here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to bring the elder in and let us get his closing thoughts. Anything left, and we're going to get ready to do the feast and do this feast day and enjoy some, eat them up and some, drink them up. See, we see us bring back our elder in and see what our elder got for final thoughts on the dedication feast. You got a final thoughts on it there, brother. I mean, elder, but still, that's why I'll be with you on the clock. Come on. What you saying?
Oh. All right, well, where's your radio station? You do what you want to.
I tell you what, then. See, one thing, we got to be clear about something. Regardless of what's going on, the book of Adam and Eve, Mother Eve and
book of Avenue 51, verse 10 says what? Book of Avenue 51, verse 10. You got to be clear about some things that we need to know. And Avenue 51, 10 says what? What it says is Avenue 51, verse 10. What can we read out of Avenue 51, verse 10? Yeah, what it say?
And I bound him.
And I bound him until the sixth anointing camp come. Right?
And I bound him.
Behold,
his weakness and no power is left within him.
So, what Yahweh is telling you? It ain't no power in Satan. All you gotta do is step out of Yahweh. You don't have no power. Ain't no devil made you do anything. You're Yahweh's man. So it ain't no power in Satan. Yahweh said, I bound him, for you can see that he got no power. Satan have no power. All you gotta do is make sure you got your Yahweh before you, for Satan has no power. But there's certain things you got to do to be clear to have no, that he got no power. See, I mean, that's why we, somebody have to be on the know. And we're going to read, somebody needs to be on the know that we need to read. Let's see if we can read something, Brother Mackay. We need to find out who that we got to do. Let's run this from Sirach, chapter 20, verse 32. I'll tell you what, hold up. Let's go to 25. And we'll look at 3 and 4. 3, 4. And I'm going to tell you something. And we'll throw verse 8 in just to kind of wet your beach. We go on to Sirach 25, verse 3, 4, and 8.
Okay.
And we gotta be clear about this right here. Sirach 25, 3, 4, and 8.
The book of Sirach, chapter 25, verses 3, 4 and verse 8.
What does it say?
Verse 3.
What?
If you had gathered nothing in your youth.
If you ain't gathered nothing in your youth.
How can you find anything in your age?
And you ain't going to find nothing in your age. If you don't find nothing, you ain't going to find nothing in your age. Go ahead.
Verse 4. Oh, how comely a thing is judgment.
And how comely a thing is a judgment.
For gray hair. And for ancient man. To no counsel.
Wait a minute. Ain't you supposed to do what?
No counsel.
You supposed to know what? See, Ricky, I'll tell you something. We supposed to know what?
Counsel.
We supposed to know about this thing. Mm-hmm. Verse 8.
Verse 8.
What?
Well is him that dwelleth with a wife of understanding.
See, then there go your counseling. You can't have a woman always off balance. You got to have a woman that understands what? A wife to do what?
That understands.
That understanding. You got to have that. See? And then you can roll. He won't be all off disembowled in. You can go to Sirach 26.
Okay.
Pick up verse 7 through 9. All right.
Okay, the book of Sirach, chapter 26, verses 7 through 9.
Listen, God.
Verse 7.
What?
An evil wife is a yoke shaking to and fro.
You see that? You have an evil wife. See what?
Shaken to and fro.
Very.
To and fro. He that hath hold of her is as though he held a scorpion.
If you got a evil woman around you, you may have an evil man too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying. If you got an evil woman around you, just like you hold yourself on the what?
He said,
like you hold what?
Hold her as a scorpion.
Like a snake in your hand.
Yeah.
And if you ain't got your eye on that snake, right, boy, you do anything, snake catch you. Is that right?
Verse 8.
What?
A drunken woman.
A drunken woman.
And it gathered abroad causes great anger.
It caused great anger. Go ahead.
And she will not cover her own shame.
And she ain't going to cover her own shame. Mm-hmm. And we ain't talking about it because you're showing your need. We're talking about covering your shame and your attitude. Yeah, you know? Right. Come on, read.
Verse 9.
What?
The whoredom of a woman may be known in her haughty look and eyelid.
Uh-huh. Mm. I mean, they refuse to do the fringes thing. Mm. They got more excuses
friends and doing the friendly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't look right as friends. It ain't about you, it's about your father's business. Put his man up.
Yes, sir.
14 through 21.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Verse 14.
What?
A silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahuwah.
Oh. So if a silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahuwah, who's the gift of a big mouth woman?
Saying the devil.
Yeah.
To and fro.
So you yell, have old big mouth woman with a mouth going. You know that ain't just, you know that ain't on Yahuwah, is it?
No.
Yeah. What did Yahuwah just say?
A silent woman, a silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahuwah.
Uh-huh.
Great. There is nothing so much worse as a mind well instructed.
See, you got to well instruct that mind. That's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got a precept that reason why you got to well instruct your mind, because you understand what's written in 39:17 of Mother Eve, was written in Sarah. See, the reason why you got to well instruct your mind,
mm-hmm.
that's on you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got one of them high-minded ones that's always got a mouth going on, you got trouble in your hands. You ain't got a Bible woman on you. You got no Bible woman. You got a big-mouth woman. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But she do what I like. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. What did it say? 39:17.
39?
Yeah, what did it say? Yeah, what's that? 39:17. What do we say? Come around the corner. Get the pot hot. Come around the corner. Heat them up, drink them up. It's coming around the corner.
What's that? What do
we say?
And none may say, where is this? Wherefore is that? For the time. They shall all be out at his current up. The water stood as a heap, and at the word of his mouth,
receptacle
of water.
No, wait, hold on a minute. Hold on. I think, kind of shot some in there, and I was closing it and kind of piece that real quick. And I said, what I said again, what was my opinion?
Verse 14.
Uh-huh. I said verse.
You said 39:17.
39:17. 39:17. Well, make that, back up to 39:17. Read that again. Check my shirt off of me. Why do I need you to pat me on my back?
Hallelujah. What?
Great.
In her contentment, mine cannot be valued.
That's right.
Verse 16. As the sun when it arises in the high heaven, so is the beauty of a good wife in the ordering of her house.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17.
What?
As the clear light is upon the righteous candlestick, so is the beauty of the faith in right age.
And right age. That's right. Remember, you told us the old girl, all they looking at me, we'll grow old together?
Yeah.
We'll grow old together. You ain't got to go and try to see you are recreating us.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it. We'll make it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Verse 18.
What?
As the golden pillars are upon the sockets of silver,
yeah,
so are the fair feet with a constant mind.
Constant mind.
Huh?
Great.
Verse 19.
What?
My son. Keep the flower of your age sound.
Yes.
And give not your strength to strangers.
And he says, now listen, my son, my daughter. Stay away from those that are a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells you it's for your good. And you're going to bore a president, too,
uh-huh,
if you understand that. Go ahead.
Verse 20.
Right.
When you have gotten a fruitful possession.
See, when you got a fruitful possession.
Through all the fields.
Go ahead.
Through all the fields.
Uh-huh.
Sow it with your own seed.
Stop dropping to from nation to nation.
Uh-huh.
Sow it with your own seed. Y'all will read.
Hallelujah. What?
What does it say?
Trusting in the goodness of thy stock.
Why don't you trust in the goodness of your stock?
Mm-hmm. Verse 21.
What?
So your race with you leaveth shall be magnified.
So the race, he's talking straight up, ain't he?
Uh-huh.
He's talking the race.
Uh-huh.
Now there you go talking race. Well, yeah, what talk race? Yeah, talk race.
Having the confidence of their good deceit.
That's right. Yahweh is talking right. Yahweh is the one telling you what to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's talking race.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go again, talking race here.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm quoting what Yahweh is saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That was 21.
I skipped out verse 23 to 28. Just a minute.
Okay. 23 to 28.
Yep.
All right, verse 23, the book of Sirach, chapter 26, verse 23 to 28.
What does it say?
23.
What?
A wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man.
So if you got a wicked woman, that means you're a wicked man. As simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a wicked woman and the steps don't line up, then you're a wicked man.
Mm-hmm.
As simple as that. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, when you say one thing and it goes totally out and round, then you wicked yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You must be looking at something else. You must be looking at the word of Yahweh. You must be watching me.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But a Yahwali woman is given to him that fears Yahweh.
Oh, so if you, first of all, you got to do what?
Fear Yahweh.
Then you'll get a woman that fears you, to fear Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
See how it works?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 24.
Right.
A dishonest woman contaminate shame. But an honest woman will reverence her husband.
An honest woman will do that. Mm-hmm. She won't tell you, call you a B-A-N. Mm-hmm. She won't be running the mouth at you. Huh?
Yeah.
What will it do? What will it do?
An honest woman with
a timid chain. No,
honest
woman going to do what? Reverence. Oh,
is that what honest woman going to do? Honest
woman with reverence her husband. This is Yahweh's seven seer. Exactly what to look for when you go visit, or the couple you visit, is a woman, if you see the woman doing what?
If she reverence her husband.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Verse 25. A shameless woman shall be counted as a dog.
The Bible said that?
Yeah.
See, Dave, you go again, see you. What do you mean, Dave, I go again? See, you read that or not?
Hallelujah. Wow.
Go ahead.
But see that it's shame faith with fear, Yahweh.
Oh, the one that shame faith, that it was?
With fear, Yahweh.
Okay, good.
Verse 26.
See, sooner or later, we're going to be, y'all going to be in the people's gonna come in all over the country, and they're gonna be at the, you have to show them what the Bible says. See, I'm telling you, we get prepared to answer those from the Bible, not from our heart, they call it. We gotta answer what the Bible says. Go ahead.
Verse 26.
What?
A woman that honors her husband should be judged wise of all. But she that dishonored him in her pride shall be counted unyahwali of all. Verse 27. A loud crying woman and a scorn shall be sought out to drive away the enemy.
These are all things of good loud, a big mouth woman voice is telling the guy to try to flex the money. Go with me. That's all she, that's what she's doing for that big mouth.
Mm-hmm. Verse 28. There be two things that grieve my mind,
okay,
and the third making me angry.
Uh-huh.
A man of war that suffers poverty,
mm-hmm,
a man of understanding that are not set by,
uh-huh,
and one that returneth from righteousness to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yahweh prepared such an one for the sword.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Now, otherwise, you're not going to fulfill your end of it. He will prepare you for what? humble yourself before he make you sick.
Yeah. And in the time of sin.
In the time of sin.
Show repentance.
And show repentance.
Yeah, right.
What?
Let nothing hinder you to pay your
tithe. He said, don't let nothing hinder you pay your tithe, free will offering, donation. Don't nothing hinder. Don't let nothing hinder. Well, you know, no. You're the man said. Don't let nothing hinder you now, go
ahead.
In due time.
Defer not unto death to be
justified. And defer not to be, how long?
Yeah.
To death. I mean, you got to be on this thing. How long?
Yeah.
Death, man, school, banquet hall, all that stuff. You got to get ready. Come on.
23.
What?
Before you pray,
right?
And be not as one that
tempted Yahweh. Hey, don't be phoning what you're doing. Don't be phoning now. When you're tempting Yahweh, when you're phoning now. Go ahead.
Verse 24.
What? Right.